listening to Make Your Way, Season 6, Episode 1. Welcome to Make Your Way, where we explore what it means to work and create on your own terms. Along with every episode, we post links to resources mentioned in the episode, along with a full transcript. You can find these materials at drkatielinder.com/MYW.
Hey, Katie, how are you?
I am good, Sarah, and I am super excited because we are back for season 6 of the show, which is utterly ridiculous.
It's kind of bananas. I don't really understand it. I don't know that I've done anything 6 seasons worth before, so this is exciting.
It is exciting, and let me be clear, the season itself is not ridiculous. The fact that it exists is kind of ridiculous.
The fact that we're still talking to each other after all of these years, by which I mean a year and a half, I don't actually know how long we've been doing this.
I know, but you've kept me around, and I'm super grateful, and I think this is going to be a really fun season to share, and I'm also excited to just do some checking in, because it has been a little while since we've done a little check-in, especially since season 5 was all about marketing, and so we thought it would be fun to just kind of kick off the season with a little bit of, like, what's actually going on in our businesses.
Yeah. Well, Katie, I'm super curious. What all has been going on in your business over the last several months? I know you've had a lot of things afoot, and so I'm curious, what's happening?
Oh my goodness, I have had a lot of things afoot. So I went through over the summer, so as we record this, it is heading toward mid-October. So over the summer,
heading towards mid-October.
I know, I had to look at my planner and be like, wait, what month is this? What's going on? So over the summer, I engaged in a kind of rebrand, some branding work for my business, which I hired an agency to help me do because I just didn't feel like I had the time, but I felt like it was necessary to go in that direction. And I also decided to hire someone to help me develop a new keynote around radical self-trust. So both of those things were kind of happening simultaneously and informing each other in really kind of interesting ways. So that was fun. And then, of course, that necessitated a new website launch. I switched my domain for my website and then completely rebranded the site, which took way longer than I thought it would and was a big, big, big project. And so there were kind of those projects going on in the midst of other, you know, typical businessy things like running group coaching and doing my individual coaching and some speaking engagements that happened in August. And now I am like squarely in the midst of fall travel season for my day job, which means I am like lots of travel. So I've had like 9 trips between August and December of this year. I'll have been traveling like 9 times. So it's a lot. And in the midst of all that, I have launched my coach training. So, you know, ridiculous amounts of things in my business are happening right now.
Well, but you're happiest, I think, when you're just like going to it and just doing stuff. I don't know. It's just, you're always excited when you're like either launching something new or just got lots of things that you're working on. So I love that. I love hearing that.
That is very true. No, that is very true. And I think I have had to, I mean, even though it sounds like kind of a lot, I did really purposefully try to sequence everything. So like I knew the branding stuff was going to be done in August. And so I took a week off of work in September to do the website. And then, you know, like I've been slowly working on the coach training for probably the past 6 months or so. So a lot of this stuff has been in the works. It's just when I do kind of an update, it makes it sound like it's a lot and it's all happening at once. And it kind of is, but I've been pretty intentional about trying to not make myself crazy, you know, by doing all of these things. But I think part of the challenge is we're squarely into the last quarter of the year. And so anything that we're prepping for like 2020 is happening now. I mean, in terms of just... Yep. Enrolling things and making sure people know about new programs and all of that. And so That's, I think, part of the issue too, is now that we're kind of in the last quarter, things are picking up just because of the 2020 being right around the corner.
Well, and Katie, you and I have talked about previously, maybe on the show, but definitely in our conversations about how we both have this problem where we tend to forget that we did a thing after we've done the thing. And totally. So sometimes update episodes are like, wait, what did I do? I don't know. I'm already, like you said, thinking about 2020. I don't know what I did 3 months ago. So yeah.
No, that's very true. We were making like our little mini lists before we start hit record. And I was like, I don't think I have anything to talk about. And then I started writing my list and I was like, oh yeah, there's the rebrand and the keynote and like all these things that happened. And So yeah, it is kind of, yeah, I do put it out of my mind because it's done now and the website is live. And so for anyone who wants to check it out, I will link to it in the show notes, but it is at drkatielinder.com. And hopefully people enjoy it because it is a really new kind of look and feel from what I had before. But Sarah, what's going on with you? What's your updates?
Yeah, well, I spent part of the summer doing a lot of different kind of travel, some for work, some for enjoyment. And the great part of that was kind of getting out of my typical routine and allowing myself and my brain a little bit of space to just kind of, you know, chew on ideas and that sort of thing. Not really even intentionally, but just kind of in the background. And I came back after a lot of that travel and, you know, sat down and was like, okay, you know what? I want to think about my direction and where I'm going and what I'm doing and make sure that I'm still in line with where I want to be going and what I want to be doing. And after some of that thought work, I sort of came to the realization that it is time to actively, you know, pivot the business in the way that I've been kind of wanting to and mulling about for some time now. So for the longtime listeners of the show, you'll know that my background is in child psychology. And for a number of years, I've been doing, you know, I've written a book and I've done speaking and trainings on those kinds of topics related to young children and trauma and stress and those sorts of things. I've built the Resilience Toolkit, which we talked about in season 3. Was that when we made a thing? I think that's when we made
yes,
a thing.
Yes, it was season three.
So, you know, you've heard me talk about that that journey and a lot of those things that I've been focusing on. But you've also heard me talk a lot about my interest in online video and my interest in consulting and doing those sorts of things. So as of now, I am kind of actively pivoting toward more of the consulting on the video side of things. So I'm doing not only, you know, sort of some videography for different groups and organizations, but also consulting with people and coaching people on and instructing people, working with people on how to incorporate video into their businesses, into their organization's communication strategy. Basically, how do you use video in a way that helps spread your message and reach the people that you want to reach? So it's been a really fun process so far, which tells me I'm on the right direction, on the right path. Sort of as soon as I had kind of even just a little bit hinted at the fact that I was going to be making this pivot, I had several different people come up, people and organizations approach me and say, hey, I hear you're doing this thing. Can we work with you? I'd love to, you know, work with you on this thing and whatever. And so that has led to lots of different opportunities and clients, which has been great and also a little overwhelming. So I've been working a lot over the last couple of weeks, especially, but even the last month or two on not only working individually with those clients, but also thinking about how do I build some new online consulting content and other new content options that can really work on sharing what I've learned about doing online video and doing it well, and can kind of teach others how to do that process and how to engage in that in the way that works for them. So it fits, I think, a lot along the lines of what we talk about a lot on the show, Katie, with the make your way, right? And we want people to make things their way. And, you know, I think the video consulting that I want to be doing is a similar sort of thing. Like, there's not one prescribed way to create video for your business or for your work. There are lots of different ways to do that. And I want to help you figure out the way that works best for you. So that's what I've been doing, you know, just monumentally shifting the entire platform of my business. It's fine. It's fine. Katie, you mentioned your website rebrand and everything. And I have been working, I finally outsourced, yay, with a former colleague of mine who specializes in a lot of communications and web development stuff. And so she is helping me think about how to reflect this pivot in my business more accurately and appropriately on my website. So we're in the midst of kind of going back and forth on you know, page changes and layout changes and all of that kind of stuff. So I would envision that by the time this episode airs, there might even be some new changes afoot on my website as well. So lots happening. Good things.
That is a lot happening. Okay, so I have a question for you, Sarah, because I think, like, long-term listeners, as you said, who have been following along on this journey, they might be curious to know, like, what was the ultimate thing? I mean, I don't know that there's, like, a straw that broke the camel's back, but, like, why did you, what, like, what led you to finally decide to do this? Because I know you've been thinking about it for a while. Like, was there a thing that you were like, okay, this is the time. Like, it's, I'm ready. You know, like, what was that turning point for you?
Well, it's interesting because I think there were a lot of little things that sort of added up, but some of the major ones were that the speaking and training was enjoyable to me, but I had gotten to the point where I was kind of like, okay, I've done this. I need to move on to something else now. And especially because I was largely giving the same basic talk over and over and over again. And so though I know that like one of the main strategies is for you to have a keynote that you shop around, and that was what I was doing. I wasn't getting as much energy from that as I had been previously. The other piece of this is sort of on my own personal journey that I've talked about somewhat in the Honestly series, which is that had been struggling with infertility issues and those sorts of things, and that was really difficult to like get up in front of a room full of people and talk about kids and young children who were experiencing all of these terrible things, and like also dealing with the sort of loss, ambiguous loss of like not being a parent. So that was a personal struggle for me, and something I had to kind of come to terms with, that like maybe this is not the time for me to be doing this work, because it's affecting not only my own personal well-being, but also like how I do the work is impacted by that. So that was another consideration. And also, I just was getting more energy from doing the work with online video, not so much even with my own channel anymore, but talking to other people about how to do this. I was getting really energized by a lot of those conversations and realizing I have a lot to offer there, that many other people don't. This is kind of an area where it's still pretty new to a lot of smaller organizations especially, and I feel like I have a role there that can, help smaller organizations and individual businesses kind of try this new medium and build it in a way that works for them. So it was kind of a confluence of all of those things that just sort of said, I think it's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, I think video is one of those things that is completely overwhelming to people. And they
Yeah.
just either they know enough to be completely scared, or they know nothing and they have no idea what it takes to do it effectively.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're just wandering into that space to help people figure it
Yeah.
all out.
Yeah. It's been fun so far. I mean, I've disabused some people of some notions that they've had about, oh, I'll just do a video. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Okay. And then they come back and they're like, oh, okay. This is much harder than I thought. Yeah, no, but I'm here to help you. That's my job. So
Okay,
it's
well,
been
I'm
fun.
excited to see changes on your website. And also, as you were talking, I thought of two other things that are happening that I forgot to mention. So that may be a theme of this episode.
Yeah, this other thing.
So by the time this episode airs, I have a new podcast that will be out. And I've been working on this on the side as well. It is a podcast about coaching. And it is called Coach to Coach. And it's kind of been really fun. I was thinking about this when you were talking about video and kind of experimenting with different things, because the medium that I'm kind of doing, or maybe the structure, I guess, is a better way of describing it for this, has been really experimental. So in the each season is a different coach. I invite kind of a guest coach onto the show. And then we introduce them in the first episode. And then for 6 episodes, we coach each other back and forth. So people get to hear like what coaching is like from the perspective of a couple different styles of coaching. And it's always on stuff that's like real, like what do we want to be coached on that session? And so you hear kind of behind the scenes about, just people's lives and like what they're trying to figure out. And then we do a debrief episode at the end of every season talking about the different techniques or tools that we used, and even offering updates on kind of the topics that came up throughout the season. So I have been recording 2 seasons at one time so that I could be kind of trying to get ahead a little bit. And the first season is going to launch around kind of mid-October. So that is something that I'm really excited to share. It's been so much fun and just also really nice to be coached on a regular basis because I've been recording all of these episodes over the last couple months. So I've really felt like I needed extra coaching in the midst of all these other changes.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that you reminded me of when you mentioned your book is I also have a book coming out in January. And so so that's happening, and it's on alternative academic careers, which I wanted to mention it because I thought it could be useful for our audience. I know a lot of people listening are not kind of in typical tenure track jobs, and so this is a book about if you're thinking about doing an alternative academic career, or if you're in one, how do you kind of grow and develop in that space? And it's co-authored with a couple people, Kevin Kelly and Tom Tobin, and that's been such a pleasure to work with them. So that is releasing in January of 2020. So I'll be doing some promotion around that in the next several months. So it's the editing and kind of the final proofs and all of that was all happening in the last couple of months as well.
Very cool. Yay.
Oh, the new content. I know.
So much new content.
Yeah, but I'm also excited.
Who are the coaches that you are working with on Coach to Coach? Can you reveal that information yet?
I can reveal it. So it is not anywhere else. So this is, you know, it will be eventually in the release. But the first season is Katie Peplin, who we've talked about Yay. On the show before. And she's just so wonderful. And then the second season is a woman named Isabeau Iqbal. And she's a Canadian coach. And she and I have known each other for years. And she just has such a gentle kind of spirit when it comes to coaching. I'm really excited to release her season as well. So Yay. Yeah, just it'll be super fun. And of course, I'm always looking for other guest coaches to come on the show. So if you, you know, if listeners know of anyone who they think would be a good fit, they don't have to necessarily be in higher ed. But I love the idea of just kind of sharing what coaching is for people who have no idea and have never experienced it, just to kind of listen into a session. And like, this is the kind of questions that get asked and the kind of change. I mean, that I was listening to episode 7 of season 1. I was editing it over the past couple of days. And it just kind of gave me chills. I mean, like it was a session in which Katie was coaching me on revisiting my values as I'm making some big decisions. And it was great. I mean, it was just like, this is something that I think is not just valuable for me, but that other people need to hear. You know, how do you kind of reapproach what your values look like over time, especially if they're changing over time? Not necessarily the value is changing to another value, but how it looks in your life is changing as it matures. And anyway, so there's a lot of good stuff in there. As I'm like revisiting all the episodes and creating the show notes and getting ready to launch it, I'm just, it feels like a really special project. I hope people really love it.
Yay. Oh, so cool. So cool. Well, Katie, do we want to turn to telling people a little bit about what this season of Make Your Way is going to be all about? I am excited to dive into this and to hear more about this. You have piqued my interest. Can you tell listeners more about what's going to be coming?
I can. So this is a season that is also kind of unveiling a project that I mentioned way back in season 4. And I talked about it as being a little bit of a secret. I didn't go into a lot of detail, but if people listen to season 4, I don't remember the exact episode that I talked about this on, but basically I was describing how I was beta testing something behind the scenes, and I didn't go into detail about what it was. It wasn't on my website. I had done kind of a private offering of something, and now I am going to be more public about it. And to kind of jog folks' memories, the reason I was more private about it was because I didn't want to do like a splashy marketing campaign. And I ended up just reaching out to about a dozen people that I knew who might be interested in the program. And 8 of them ended up signing up for it. So I knew that there was interest and I decided to run it. And so what that program is a mastermind for building a business. And it is called Slow Hustle. And the idea of it was, I was working with a lot of clients who were at some phase of kind of thinking about a small business, but they felt completely overwhelmed. And they were coming to me and asking all these questions about how do they do this in a way that they don't have to like spin up a marketing campaign overnight, or they didn't know how to have like a website and like the length of time it would take to create it and all these different things. And they kind of just felt like they had to do the social media, the content creation, the systems, the customers, like all of it had to happen all at once. And it was really overwhelming for people. And so I decided to design a program that over the course of a year would walk people through all the different elements of having a small business and allow them to do it in a group kind of coaching environment where they could meet other people who were doing this too, where they could learn from each other, where they would have private coaching sessions with me about kind of how to move things forward. But it wasn't something where it was like, let me give you all this information in like a 5-day course. You know, like I wanted to be able to stretch it out over time and to make sure that people would have lots of time to ask questions and explore what this looks like in their lives and in their work. And really, in a lot of ways, aligned, Sarah, with what we do here around making your way and really making sure it's personal to you and that it makes sense. And so we are now that it is October, we're in our 10th month of this program. And I decided to open it up more broadly. And so one of the things we're actually doing this season is interviewing five of the members of Slow Hustle from 2019 about their starting their businesses. And, you know, Sarah, you and I way back early on talked about kind of the origins of our businesses. But now that we're a little bit further along, we thought it might be kind of nice to bring some voices onto the show who are back in the beginning and are kind of thinking about this in maybe slightly different ways than you and I are at this point in our journeys. So it's going to be so much fun.
I am really excited for these conversations because I just think it's like, I feel like it's kind of like looking back in time, right? Like you said, you know, we have had some of these conversations, you and I, several seasons ago, but we sort of forget what it's like at that early stage when you're like, how do I even download an accounting software? What does that look like? Or how do exactly. I start the LLC? You know, now that is not that it's old hat, but like we're practiced at it. And those are things that we've done. And so we know how to do them now. And so to hear people at the beginning of their business cycle and thinking about all of these questions about what do I do and how do I build this and, you know, where do I go first and, you know, how do I market and do accounting and all of those kinds of things. I think it's going to be really interesting for listeners and really interesting for us to have these conversations as well. So I am really excited to talk to these folks.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's what's been really interesting about this first year is everyone has been in really different places. So there were some people who were still trying to decide if they wanted a business and they wanted to use this as an opportunity to see, like, what is this really going to take for me to do this? Pretty much everybody had full-time jobs who was in this first cohort. And then I had other people who had been actively side hustling for years, sometimes over a decade, but they didn't have an LLC formed. They didn't have a business bank account. And they were starting to feel a little bit like imposter syndrome is probably not the right word, but just kind of like they needed the foundations, you know, like they had been functioning in such a way for a long time that they were realizing like this wasn't feeling professional anymore. Like they needed to professionalize what they'd been doing for years. And then I had other people who were just kind of dipping their toes in. They hadn't had any revenue yet, but they had ideas and they thought that they could like spin something up and were really kind of interested in seeing where it could go. And everybody was just really open to like seeing what the possibilities were for themselves and to be in kind of a growth period of also shifting that mindset. I mean, something I know you and I have talked about a lot, Sarah, is that moment when you're like, oh, I'm a business owner. And like, what does that mean to kind of take on that identity? And watching other people take that on throughout this year has been so interesting and such a good reminder of like, this is a choice you make to kind of take on this identity and do this work in a way that is your own and kind of feels professional to you. But just so much fun to kind of help people along the journey and to help them feel like it's not as overwhelming maybe as they thought. It's still a lot of work. I mean, we're never going to lie about that, but it is something that is manageable. It is absolutely something that is manageable.
Well, and I love that you have called it the slow hustle, because I think so often there's all of these, you know, courses and manuals and all kinds of things online about like, here's how you get rich quick and running your own business and you have to work yourself into the ground in order to get there and all of those sorts of things. But I love this message that like, you can build it on the side and you can build it slowly over the course of years or decades or whatever, and have it still have value and fit into your life in a way that works for you. And you know, you can still be a business owner and not be a quote unquote business owner, right? Like it doesn't have to be come with a connotation that so often a lot of these places or, you know, a lot of these terms do come with this weight of what that means. And it's nice to kind of, I don't know, it's nice that there's a framing around it that is the slow hustle. I just love the name. So that's great. I'm also wondering, Katie, if you can talk a little bit about the origins of this program. So when did you come up with this idea and why is it something that you wanted to pursue and how did you come up with the framework of a year-long thing? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. So this was something, and I think I might have even mentioned back way in season 4 that I was not planning to do this until 2020. Like, I had it on my radar as something that I thought could be kind of interesting. I wanted to have at least one more year under my belt of doing the business, and preferably another six-figure year before I decided to start kind of working with other people around this. And so I hadn't planned on doing it, to be frank. Like, I was not thinking that this was something I was going to do. But then, and I think I mentioned this in season four, I had like three or four people reach out to me at the same time, like within a week, asking if I had something like this. And I just felt like the universe was telling me, like, you need to start this. And again, I didn't want to do it publicly. I didn't want to make it a big thing. I didn't put it on my website. I mean, it was like literally an email that I sent out to this group of 12 people. And I was honest. I said, you know, I've had all these people reaching out. I'm thinking of running this thing. It had a lot of details in it. It was like, these are the things we're going to cover. Here's the monthly breakdown of the topics, you know, like, and all of this is on my website right now, of kind of, here are the things that you'll walk away with. And here's all the components. There's monthly group coaching calls. There are accountability calls in between those meetings for just like quick 30-minute check-ins. There are quarterly one-on-one coaching sessions with me. And then I put together, I kind of curated these resources for every month of topics. So there's like blog posts, podcast episodes, books, like all the things that I recommend on these different topics. And then I also eventually decided to offer some bonus sessions on topics chosen by people in the group. So they wanted to do like a bonus session on webinars, and then one on podcasting, and one on keynoting. And so I ended up offering some of this extra stuff. But it was something where I felt like, let me just try this out. You know, like, it was very much a beta, and I explained that to the people who were in the cohort. You know, like, it was a paid program, but I was kind of discounted for the first year because I was just trying it out to see how it would go. And it was one of those things, too, and I know we've talked about this in the past, Sarah, of, like, did I feel ready to work with people on this particular issue? And one of the things that helped me to know that I was ready was when I got all those inquiries, and then I was like, okay, well, let me just see if I could throw something together. I would say like 30 minutes later, I had the entire program completely outlined. Like, it was like off the top of my head. I was like, here's a dozen topics that we would cover. Here's the order in which I would do them here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, here's the structure I think would work. I mean, it was like, it just kind of poured out of me, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm ready to do this. You know, like, I was feeling at the time overwhelmed because I was in the midst of doing a lot of planning for 2019. I had just wrapped up my coach training, you know, like, there was a lot going on, and I didn't really want another thing. And my partner was even like, are you really going to launch another thing right now? And I was like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Like, I had a lot of hesitation, even just with the load of what it would be. But then eight people signed up for it. And I was like, okay, well, apparently this is a thing that is needed. Seven of the eight people were in academia. So academics need this. Like, they need to figure this out. They need to have it done in a way that feels not overwhelming, and that feels like kind of a walkthrough of somebody who's done this before, you know, of what this looks like. And okay, like, I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to try it. And it's been wonderful. I mean, like, having this cohort, it did happen to be all women in the first year, and it created a really special space for them, I think, to have these other women that they could talk with. And I ended up also opening up like a Mighty Networks for them so that they could be communicating with each other. And so it's just been really fun to see where it's gone. And yeah, I mean, it's been really wonderful. So sometimes this stuff, like, you just have to, this is totally like what you say, Sarah, about following the energy. This was absolutely a lesson in that, of like, the energy was there. I had no idea what it was going to be, but I felt like there was enough to try it. And so I'm excited about this season because I think it is really about sharing with people the different places that people are in their businesses when they decide to take it to another level. Mm-hmm. And the people that we're going to talk to are all at really different places. I mean, it's not like they all had the same experience of like realizing, oh, it's time for me to join something like Slow Hustle. And one of the things that we're asking them is, how did you know? Like, what was it about this year that made this feel like it was time for you? And I'm sure the answers are all going to be different, you know, like, and just like you and I have such differences in our businesses. I'm excited to share more about this. And of course, you know, people can find out more about Slow Hustle on my website if it's something that might be interesting to them. But origin stories are my favorite stories. And so I love to hear where people are when they're first starting out.
I agree. I'm very excited for these conversations. And I'm also thinking that a lot of listeners, if you're listening right now and thinking, well, maybe this would be a program for me, stay tuned, because there, I'm sure, are going to be a lot of great conversations about what Slow Hustle has meant for folks who are, you know, working on this stuff. Like, it's not easy. It's not something that's straightforward. And so having some structure and a cohort, I'm imagining that we're going to hear lots about the Slow Hustle program and about all these individuals who are doing some really cool stuff in their businesses, I bet. I'm just so excited.
It's interesting because when I was building out the coach training curriculum as well, which is also launching in 2020, and that probably deserves its own episode. So maybe like after the season, we'll circle back and talk about the crazy that was putting together this coach training. But I included Soul Hustle as part of that curriculum for people who wanted kind of I call it a business building practicum, because I have had people reach out about the coach training and they're like, I'm interested, but I have no idea how to market this. And how would I get clients? They want to coach, but they don't know how to have like a client base with that. And so Slow Hustle is not just for coaches. Let me be clear about that. But it is something that I think applies to people who are wanting coach training and just don't know how to build a business. And it is really one piece at a time. I mean, anyone who's been listening to this show for any length of time, I'm sure has seen the evolution that you and I have gone through, Sarah, in our businesses into places that we did not imagine. And it's like been a surprise. I feel like every time we like look up, it's like, oh, like we're just kind of like surprised, like pleasantly surprised by things that are happening. And like, this is sometimes how it is. You don't really know. And I also think, you know, one of the things that people will probably hear in this season is the information out there that you can figure this out on your own? Of course it is. I mean, like, we are in the internet age. I mean, you could absolutely go Google around, find the blog posts, find the podcast episodes. Like, yes, you know, like, this is not something that is impossible to do. And I think in some ways, Sarah, you and I did that. I mean, like, we basically went out and found this information on our own. But I also know that there are people who are working full time that don't feel like they have the time to do that. And they would prefer a little more of a guided tour. And so that's really what Slow Hustle is offering. It's not saying that you can't do this on your own. And in some ways, it's like a lot of other things I've offered. Like when I was designing websites, I'm not saying you can't do a website yourself. I figured it out. I know you can too. It's just, you may not want to do that. You might not want to spend your time and energy trying to figure out how to code, you know, like that's just not what you want to do. And I think especially for academics, they don't want to get another credential. They don't want another business degree. Like they're focused on their lives. They're trying to like figure out the work of their disciplines, you know, like, and so to have something like this, my hope is that it takes some pressure off of people who are just like, I don't want to spend the time to figure this out. I just want the information packaged in a way that makes sense.
Yep. No, it's going to be an interesting season, and I am excited to dig into it and hear more about their experiences and what kinds of businesses they're starting and all kinds of things. I think listeners, you are going to enjoy the season because it's going to bring in some new perspectives and some fresh voices. And I think that's going to be really interesting.
So for folks who are listening, how Sarah and I decided to structure this season is we have this opening episode, and then we will have 5 interviews with people who were in this program. And then we're going to have kind of a debrief episode where Sarah and I talk about some of the things that came up over those 5 interviews and things that we learned, things that it made us think about, you know, with our own businesses. And then because of the timing of when we're releasing this particular season, our final 8th episode of the season is going to be kind of a retrospective on 2019. And looking ahead into some of our business goals and projects that are coming up in 2020. So we will end the year with my favorite topic, which is goal setting. And I already can't wait. And I am like super excited. I have to go back and listen to our 2019 goals and like remember what I even said I was going to do. So like revisiting that is going to be super fun.
It's going to be fun. And also like, oh, smack's head.
I know.
I thought I was going to do what?
I feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel the same. It's going to be really, I mean, I try to keep track of my goals throughout the year and I wrote them in my phone and I look at them every once in a while, but the business has also shifted so much in 2019. There's stuff that I was offering at the beginning of the year that I'm no longer offering now. the brand changes. I mean, just all mm-hmm. of it. So that's one of the things that I think is really interesting is like you start the year in one direction and then it can be shifting even like month to month.
Well, and I think for both of us, Katie, we neither one of us have had a slow year since we've started this
no.
venture, right? Like there has been stuff that has come up every year that both of us have been running our businesses that like we weren't expecting and that took us in new directions. And like, that's frankly half the fun of running your own business. It's also terrifying, but it's half the fun when you just like look back and go, oh, how did I get here? Huh? Well, that was cool. Glad I had that adventure.
Well, and I'm so glad that you mentioned in this episode, Sarah, about your pivot, because I do think if people have been listening all along, and especially when you talked about like, closing out the relationship with your former business partner and like some of the things mm-hmm. that have been happening over the past, you know, year or so, it makes so much sense to me that you would go mm-hmm. in this direction. It may not have made sense to you when you were in the middle of it, but now that yeah. I am looking back and like seeing the steps and seeing the shifts and the evolution really over time, mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh yeah, this is like totally natural. Like it feels yep. like a change that makes like total logical sense to me. And even in terms of like a rebrand for your business, I would imagine a lot of people are not going to be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it feels like a pretty natural shift. It's not like I'm completely, you know, changing topics from, you know, something that I've never done or to something I've never done before. But yeah, it's an interesting process thinking about all of the things that you have to do to make a pivot possible. And so that's kind of been my work over the last couple of weeks and months, and why folks haven't seen me as much in the Honestly series, frankly, because I've been because I've been really focused on figuring some of these things out, and I, you know, banging my head against a wall occasionally and just kind of like wringing my hands and going, is this the right thing? I think so. Let's try it. So it's been an intense period, and I suspect it will be for a while, but it's been really energizing and fun too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always hear when people talk about like, you need to work in your business and you need to work on your business. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for both of us, this has been a year of working on our businesses where we've mm-hmm. been trying to do kind of stepping back, looking at the bigger picture, and in some ways professionalizing certain things like the rebrands, like, you know, thinking about what are we actually doing here? You know, like what is the growth model of what we're trying to do? The why, you know, behind our work, you know, all of those things is different than like the actual dealing with clients, you know, and yep. doing the work in the business and working in your business. But it's so important. And I do feel like both of us have had kind of an instinctual feeling this year of like, this is the time. Like this mm-hmm. is, you know, whether we were feeling kind of pushed into it for a range of reasons or pulled toward it. But it's interesting that we're both kind of experiencing that a little bit at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which is why I love having these conversations. So good.
I know. Thank God we're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what to do.
Okay, so anything else, Sarah, you want to say about kind of where you're at right now or what's coming up in season 6 before we sign off?
I don't think so. Just I'm excited to have these conversations, and I'm really curious what listeners, you know, think after listening to these conversations. So as always, reach out to us and let us know what you think, because, you know, we love hearing from you and love hearing what especially resonates with you in your work and your life right now. So, yeah, as the season goes on, let us know what you love.
Yes. And also you're reminding me, Sarah, that I need to let people know where they can find the show because the domain has changed and you will notice new podcast art. So that is super fun. And we are on a new feed. So hopefully people are listening to this on the new feed. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. But the show's kind of main place where it's being, the show notes are being hosted is on my website, which is now drkatielinder.com/MYW for Make Your Way. And you can find all of the show notes, the resources that we mentioned on the show are going to be there. Because we're talking specifically about Slow Hustle this season, I'm also going to mention that website, which is also at drkatielinder.com/hustle. So that's the quickest and easiest way to find that. And on that website, you'll see the breakdown of the program calendar, kind of the program objectives, all the different things that are included, the pricing information, all of that's going to be on that site. And then as Sarah mentioned, we love for you to connect with us. So please find us on Twitter. I am @Katie_Linder. And Sarah, where are you on Twitter?
I am at Dr. Langworthy, Dr. Langworthy.
Okay, so I hope everyone will come and find us. And I am, again, super excited to release this season, super excited to talk about our goals as we wrap the season up. And Sarah, it is always such a pleasure to talk with you.
Ditto. It's always so fun, and I always learn something. And yeah, I'm excited for these conversations this season. It's going to be great.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy the season, and we'll be back next week with a new episode.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Make Your Way. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/MYW. If you found this episode helpful, please consider rating or reviewing the show in Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.